dressed up for you today because this is the final one, and I'm excited about it. And first, I want to thank all of you for your professionalism throughout the year, 2 years actually, and I appreciate you trying to do the best job you can and us working together the best we can. I also think it's been a really great two-year run at the University of Minnesota. There's a lot of people to thank for the coordinated effort that's taken to do that. It's been good. It'll be different for me now because that's all I really know is going over there to that place. But hopefully we can get in the new stadium and get excited. But we've got a ton of work to do. You know, I've been looking at a lot of different things already. It'll be a big, important offseason for us as far as moving forward to where we want to get to. We've got, like I say, so much work to do, and we've already started the process of some of it. So, questions?
Mike, what is the schedule like for you guys this week, just kind of digesting everything and debriefing with players? How do you guys go about that as coaches?
Well, we turn in evaluations on players, then we have meetings on each player, and then kind of figure out where we're going to go as far as start talking about unrestricted free agents, the players that we have here, and kind of just do a in-depth self-evaluation.
Mike, Chad, we want to watch the play once in the season. You hope to have Chad back, and what do you think of his effectiveness in the third
game? Yeah, I love Chad. I hope that things work out for him. He's a great Viking. I sat and talked to him for a while yesterday. You know, I think his leadership is immense in the locker room, especially with a young football team. I think he took active ownership in the role that he had this year. And so I hope it works out. You know, he's always going to be one of my kind of guys.
Mike, you said you're already taking a look at some things for next season. What are some of those things you're looking at?
Oh, just areas that we need to improve on. You know, we've got to get better, really in all three phases. But offensively, we've got to get better. We didn't do enough there. Defensively, there's quite a few things that we still have to get better at that I'm not satisfied with. You know, we gave up some returns in the kicking game that we have to get done. But you know, it's really at the starting point right now. I think that we always want to look for to bring quarterbacks in, not necessarily to compete with Teddy. Teddy's our quarterback. He's going to be our quarterback, and there's no doubt about that going forward. But we're always going to be looking for quarterbacks. I think it's an important position that, whether it be in the draft or free agency or wherever, that we continue to have guys at that position.
What do you want him to work on mechanically during the offseason?
You know, really just coming over the top a little bit more.
Or that contribute to some of the balls that were batted down at the line of scrimmage throughout the season?
Yeah, I don't think that had anything to do with the ones batted down. But, you know, sometimes when you're throwing the ball over the middle, it's shorter trajectory throws. But, you still have to find – still have to find windows to throw it in.
He said yesterday that he feels he's ready to be asked to do more. Do you like that attitude or that desire for him to be willing and ready to take on more?
Yeah, everything about Teddy I love. I mean, there's not one thing that I don't love about this kid. He's got the right demeanor, the right heart, the right competitiveness. And he's a worker. He makes quick decisions. And so, you know, we need to continue to move forward with him and keep going.
Last year you prioritized defense. Do you think this year will be more of a push to maybe help Teddy out with either offensive line help or some pass catchers for him?
Well, I think there's some areas on offense that we need to get better at, but a lot of off areas. You know, Matt, I think it's more about getting good football players in here and figuring out a way. So the more good football players we can get, the better it is. And last year we didn't go in saying, hey, we're going to draft Kendricks and Trey Waynes and all that at the beginning. Sometimes those kind of things just happen. A guy that you really like is there when you pick, and that's kind of really the mentality is to get good football players in here however we can get them.
How would you assess the offensive line as a whole this year?
Sporadic, I would say. We got to do better.
Is T.J. Clemmings, did he show you enough to want to roll with him moving forward?
He was, I think at times he did and at times he didn't. So he's going to have to come back and compete.
Like with Bills and Dingo Feldman's injuries, specifically where they're at in rehab, what's your confidence that they'll be able to play in the offseason or post?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him in 6-7 months now. So we'll just have to see how all that goes. I have no idea. Right now, I think guys, we need to compete at that position. I think guys need to come in and compete, whether it's Sullivan or Lodeholt or Khalil or whoever it is. They need to compete. But, you know, that's really what I want this football team to do as well.
Coach, your offense was 20.
Another one of your favorites. I think you might come back for another if you talk about that.
You know, I think Terrence has value. A lot of it depends on what Terrence wants to do. I did not talk to him yesterday before he left. But I'm sure that Terrence and I will have conversations as we go forward.
Coach, your offense was 29th in the NFL. That's not a playoff offense. What was the reason for that specifically?
Well, there was a lot of areas that we didn't do very well offensively. We didn't get enough first downs. We weren't very good in passing offense. We were good in rushing offense, but we've got to get a lot better there. That's for sure.
Mike, where do you think you became a better coach this year, and sort of what's on your mind moving forward for your own kind of doing the job?
Well, I'm not sure that I have become a better coach. I'm trying to become a better coach every day. I don't know. My mind going forward is trying to get this team to where I want them to go, and how we can improve and how we can get better. Trying to figure out what's the best way of moving forward to go.
You talked several times about progressing through the four learns of football, maybe some heightened expectations, certainly for this team next year, for the core group going forward. How do you think they're equipped to handle that?
Well, the one thing that I love the most about this football team is that we have a lot of great guys on this team, a lot of high-character guys that know how to work. Somebody called me the other day and asked me, how do they work? How do they compete? How do they? And I said, I've never had an issue with this team since I've walked in the door about competing or working or trying to get better. That's the one thing, like I said before, there's no guarantees moving forward. Next year is a whole new year. Things happen. You don't know, different schedule, all kinds of things. But the one thing that I know about this football team is they'll work and they're high character guys. And so that's, to me, that's a really good starting point to have these kind of guys. So I think in that aspect, they're very well equipped to handle it.
Have you been contacted by anyone to talk to either Norv Turner, who's been a head coach, or George Edwards?
I have not been contacted, no.
At this season, what exceeded your expectations, what didn't exceed your expectations?
I don't know. I have such high expectations that I don't think we exceeded expectations anywhere.
What didn't meet your expectations?
Well, everything else. No.
Mike, have you talked to Blair Walsh? I know you said you hadn't talked to him after the game. Have you talked to him?
I talked to him in front of the team.
You gauge where he's at a day or two after?
I think our team handled it remarkably well, the way the things they said. And let me go back, you know, I know people are giving me a hard time about saying he needed to make that kick, but if it would have been Kyle Rudolph in the end zone, I'd have said he needed to make that catch. Or if it would have been Xavier Rhodes, he needed to knock that ball down. I mean, you know, that's my expectations going back to that. So I expect our guys to perform all the time. But I thought our team handled it remarkably well. You know, he wasn't on the field when we didn't cover the guy, when Wilson grabbed the ball and ran it and threw it down to the 1 yard line. He wasn't on the field when we fumbled. You know, there was a lot of other situations throughout the course of the ball game. One play does not win or lose. It just, unfortunately for kickers, it's the finality of the situation that happens. I mean, we had many opportunities to win that football game. Well, I do think, and I've talked to Adrian about it as well. I had a nice long talk with him yesterday about things that I think he needs to do. But, you know, I go back and I happen to be in this division in the NFC East. When Tiki Barber was a veteran guy and had a lot of fumbles, and he worked extremely hard on holding the ball correctly and fixing that issue, Adrian can do that as well. And those are the kind of things that we're going to, and trust me, I'm going to stay on his rear end about it as well.
He also talked about being more versatile in the offense. Where did you think he was in terms of his impact in the passing game from what you guys expected him to do?
I thought he'd probably have some more catches, but that I don't, you know, his, you know, I probably made some mistakes going forward with when you know, he's out for the year. We come back, you know, I don't play him in the preseason games. And then we're kind of figuring out things. I felt like we were figuring things out a little bit at the beginning of the year, especially offensively, with that whole dynamic. And so that was probably a mistake that I made. I probably should have been more involved with trying to get things. I don't know, maybe playing him. I don't, you know, just different things that I probably should have figured out. I think Adrian Peterson can do anything that he sets his mind to do. I do believe that. If it's being more versatile or being more involved in the passing game or his protection or running routes, any of those things, I do believe that he can do anything that he sets his mind to do.
Do you need to get McKinnon more touches next season, you think?
You know, next season, I can't think about next season touches yet. I'm just trying to figure out how we manipulate this a little bit better to make it to get to where we want to get to.
If Adrian is more involved in the shotgun and taking more handoffs from there or lining up there more, I mean, does that help Teddy get more comfortable in the offense?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Teddy that. I think he does a good job when he's under center. I think Adrian can do a better job when he's in the gun. I mean, you know, there's a combination of things.
Like defensively, how do you feel about the young core that you've got here?
I like this group. I think we have some playmakers. I think we have some competitors. I think we have guys that are starting to really kind of figure out the system and the things that we're looking for defensively. I think it's a good starting point for where we're at. We got a long way to go, though. I mean, we're not anywhere near where I want us to be.
He's got some spot duty here and there in games. Do you feel like he's ready to take on a starting role if needed next year?
I do, but he needs to come in and compete. I feel like he could be a starting corner next year, but it's up to him whether or not he's got to come in and compete just like everybody else. I'm not really going to hand out jobs on January 12th.
What does he need to do better in your estimation?
Well, I think he's improved in a number of different ways. He's still got technique work to do. He's starting to cover guys a lot tighter that he initially was. He's been better with his grabbing or penalties or whatever. So the biggest area to me is consistently not allowing your guy to catch the ball.
Like, have you seen enough of a sample size of Cordell Patterson to make a determination that kick return is basically what he's going to do?
You know, I don't know. I'll know that for sure. Unfortunately, this is kind of a broken record, and I said this a year ago. I have hope for him. But, you know, there's times when the proof's got to be in the pudding. He's got to do this. And if he doesn't do it, then that's what he's going to be. He's going to be a returner. So it's at the end of the day, it's really up to him.
What happened with Charles Johnson this season? Lots of high expectations in the offseason and then wasn't even active at the end of the season.
Yeah, well, it came down to a numbers game a little bit. Diggs came in and had a big role, and I wanted to dress more guys on defense.
How'd you feel about how Mike Wallace's year went overall?
You know, I was disappointed, I'm disappointed more so with that it wasn't the season that he wanted or we wanted. And I say this from my heart. I love this kid. I love the way he works. I love the way he competes. I texted him last night basically and told him the same thing. I said, you know, I know this wasn't exactly how we planned it out, but I love him as a person, a competitor, a football player, and I'm disappointed that it didn't pan out the way I envisioned it. Really and honestly, he's always going to be one of my kind of guys. I like this kid.
Is there any question in your mind whether he'll be back?
I don't know. I mean, those are all things we have to determine here in this week moving forward. I would like him back. I love the kid. I mean, I love his heart. I love, he didn't bitch one time about not getting the ball. He just went and worked every day and tried to get guys better. He loves it here. He loves Teddy. If it can get worked out, then I'd like to have him back. But I want to do what's best for Mike Wallace, too. And I told most of the players that are free agents that I want them to do what's best for them. Obviously, I want him back. But it's important to me that, they have shorter careers, not always in coaching, but they have shorter careers, and it's important for me to make sure that they get to the right place, whatever they feel is right. Kenny, yes. Why he didn't, there's so many different numbers of factors that go on. I mean, we played some pretty good receivers that had two catches in games that we played against them. So, I mean, things happen throughout the course of the ball game, and I don't know that, you run the ball as much as we do. You're not throwing it 50 times a game. I mean, there's a lot of different factors, but can he be? Yes. Yeah, and I think that's kind of what I'm talking about with this football team. They've always kind of moved on to the next challenge that we've always had. That's why I like this team so much, is that the way they go about their business. And there's a lot of places where I've been that you get beat on the last day and everybody's happy and joking around and can't wait, and they got their U-Hauls packed in the back, and this team was not ready to go home. And we have a lot of really good competitors on this football team.
Is it a relief that you don't have to get questions about whether or not Adrian Peterson is going to be back all offseason this year?
I respect all your questions.
Every single time we see you at the combine.
This is the last time you're going to see me for a long time, so I'm in good mood. This is like, I feel like Rocky. I've got it over with.
What's the ranch coming?
It's coming along really well.
Good.
really good. Just about got all the, it's under roof, got all the windows up. Looking good.
You expect the full coaching staff to be intact next year?
I don't.
You do not? Anybody that you can say now that you think would be missing?
yes, I've not renewed the offensive line coach's contract.
Is Campbell a possibility to replace him?
Everybody's a possibility.
Why have you renewed
it? I didn't want to.
Mike, how was after the game Sunday night? Did you sleep at all, or how was that like?
No, I didn't. Went home and my mom cooked me spaghetti and had a little wine and woke up at 4 like I always do and came to work. I was just a creature of habit, I guess. But no, I didn't sleep very good. Disappointing. It was a tough day.
Turner be back?
I anticipate, yes.
Okay. Who evaluates you on what you did and how you did it this year and the success you had and the things you're happy with and the things you're not happy with?
Well, besides you and the fans, Rick and the owners.
Bill Parcells is a big friend of yours, long time.
I talked to him. I probably talked to him 5 times in the last 2 days. So, yeah, he's always evaluating me. He's always coaching me. But he's not going to fire me. I don't think.
What do you have in the way of off-season surgeries that you know coming up?
I have to get a knee operated on. Yes, I do. you're talking about me?
Why? No.
Okay. Let's see. Off-season surgeries. Let me think about it. Linville's going to get his toe. Where's Shug when I need him? It's not very many. It's very... Thielen's shoulder. I think Everson may have to get something done if he doesn't go to the Pro Bowl. I think that's probably about it that I can recall. Excuse me?
Rhett.
Well, he's already had it. Yes.
Time for 2 more.
It's a tough season. I got hurt.
And what happened to you?
I don't know. Old age. Stress.
Too much standing at the podium.
Yeah, that's right. Stress, old age. Good? All right. All right, thank you.
See you in July.
Whoa.